The prospects of genuine progress against climate change become increasingly remote with each passing day of diplomatic dithering, buck passing, and finger pointing. Last week, the Secretary General convened a high-level climate summit here at the UN headquarters in an admirable attempt to galvanize political will for ambitious and legally binding climate treaty by 2015. However, the tangible results were somewhat less than encouraging. Despite some welcome new pledges, the numbers simply don't add up to anything close to what is required to cap global warming at 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. Further, the new resources raised and pledged for the financing of adaptation to climate change were a drop in the bucket. St. Vincent and the Grenadines is worried that the legally binding agreement, which we are scheduled to enact next year, will be insufficiently ambitious to solve our looming climate crisis, and that adaptation financing will be woefully short of what is truly required. If narrow interests and local electoral cowardice force us to retreat behind our national borders and bury our heads in the sand, we may squander a decade of effort and our only real chance to save the planet upon which we live. The stakes are that high, and we cannot afford to fail.